the roas in the dark. In summer, late at evening tide, I sought to spend a moonless hour within the winter, with a side abound with roses out in flower, beside the bower, forsook of birds, and listened to my true love's words. Arising to her comely height, she pushed the swinging casement round, and I could hear, beyond my sight, the wind-blowed beech tree softly sound on higher ground, a-swaying slow, on drew my happy hour below. And though the darkness then did hide the dewy roses' blushing bloom, it still did cast sweet air inside to Jane, a-chatting in the room. And though the gloom did hide her face, her words did bind me to the place. And there, while she with running tongue did take unseen within the hall, I thought her like the rose that flung his sweetness from his darkened ball without the wall. And sweet's the sight of her bright face be marning light.